Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Saturday, April 13th. Today on Forbes, this Main Street billionaire bought over 1,000 small businesses and never lost a dime. Justin Ishbia may not be as well known or as rich as his younger brother Matt, but with a $7 billion portfolio of veterinary clinics, autism treatment centers, and bakeries, he's made a fortune for himself and his investors. During a recent tour of Shore Capital Partners, Justin Ishbia's Chicago-based private equity firm, he says with a smile, quote, "I talk fast." Wearing Nikes with a blazer and jeans, the 46-year-old billionaire moves fast, too, racing through a jam-packed schedule, courtside seats at the Bulls game the night before with his younger brother, Matt, who's the Phoenix Suns' controlling owner and also a billionaire, then a quick catered lunch with Forbes and four of his top lieutenants, followed by a portfolio company board meeting, then a private flight to Oregon to watch the University of Oregon football team play USC with his law school buddies. He answers texts and emails within minutes, regardless of the hour. He says, quote, "I don't sleep very much." Shore Capital moves just as quickly as its founder. The healthcare-focused micro-cap investment firm sealed 801 deals from 2020 to 2023, making it one of the world's busiest buyout shops. Its assets under management soared sevenfold to $7 billion during that period, as stellar returns convinced early investors like the University of Notre Dame and Sequoia Capital's wealth management arm to steadily boost their commitments. But with its 15th anniversary this year, Shore remains a minnow in the ocean of private equity, where the largest fish, such as Apollo, Blackstone, and KKR, oversee more than $500 billion apiece. But microcap, that's by design. Ishbia says, quote, "We've turned away billions of dollars. In private equity, when you're good at your job, you raise a bigger fund. My thesis was, who stays in microcap? The answer is basically nobody." Staying small is working out big time. Shore's average internal rate of return, or IRR, on its 14 exits, all in healthcare, is 53% net of fees. That's nearly triple the average net IRR of U.S. buyout funds raised since 2009, according to data from Cambridge Associates. After Shore took its 20-30% cut of profits, its exits multiplied investors' money by 5.5 times on average, also nearly triple the average total value to paid-in capital multiple of U.S. buyout funds raised during that period. Shore has never unloaded a company for less than 3 times cost before fees, nor, it says, has it ever suffered a loss. One investor who asked not to be identified, citing his organization's press policy, marvels, saying, quote, "Those are top 1% returns in private equity. That's rarefied air, right? That's more like venture capital than a traditional buyout firm." Ishbia and his team have acquired more than 1,000 mom-and-pop shops across the country, with an average cost of $15 million, since Shore's 2009 founding, and rolled them up into 61 larger chains of things including autism treatment clinics, bakeries, and exterminators. Ishbia says, quote, "We're buying businesses in Akron, Ohio, and Pittsburgh, and Birmingham, Alabama. There's more low-hanging fruit for me. It's Joe Schmo on Main Street." Shore then invests in computer systems and equipment, stacks the business's boards with industry veterans, and hunts for complementary companies in adjacent markets. Ishbia, who insists Shore doesn't take on as much debt as other private equity firms and doesn't cut services or headcount, says, quote, "We're just buying and buying and buying. The private equity world gets a bad rap for buy this slash that. We are growth. We have almost 35,000 employees and hire thousands per year." Even with all his success, Ishbia doesn't get the same attention as Matt, his younger, richer brother, who is CEO of the nation's largest home lender, United Wholesale Mortgage, also known as UWM. But Shore's portfolio companies employ 5 times as many people and have arguably had a similar impact on America's economy, helping build up small businesses nationwide. While critics say private equity hurts consumers by reducing competition and quality and raising prices, Ishbia dismisses the idea. He says, quote, "It's not like there's just one PE-owned company in veterinary or dental or urgent care." For full coverage, check out our Forbes Reports video on Justin Ishbia and check out Matt Duro and Amy Feldman's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.